ओम शांति,
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सभी बाबा के बच्चे,
ऑल बाबाज चिल्ड्रेन,
शांत स्वरूप हैं,
आर पीसफुल।
ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
शब्द कितने,
वर्ड
सरल भी हैं,
इज सो
पावरफुल भी हैं,
इजी एंड सिंपल बट येट वेरी पावरफुल।
और जब हम,
एंड व्हेन
मुख से उच्चारण करते,
फ्रॉम आवर माउथ वी चैंट दिस वर्ड,
प्रेम खुशी
शांति, लव पीस हैप्पीनेस, ऑटोमेटिकली वी आर एबल टू एक्सपीरियंस।
आप में से किस किस ने,
फ्रॉम यू ऑल,
अंतर में झांक कर,
हु ऑल हैव
अपना दिव्य स्वरूप,
गॉन विद इन एंड हैव सीन देयर ओन स्टेट, ए ओन सेल्फ,
अपना दैवी स्वरूप,
यू हैव सीन योर,
किस ने देखा है,
डिवाइन फॉर्म, your worship worthy form, who all have seen, raise your hands.
कहते हैं कई बाबा,
it is said some say baba make us have divine visions of our future, of present, but baba says the one who are introverted children,
अंदर का जो मुख कहें,
सो द इनर फॉर्म,
वो प्रत्यक्ष दिखाई देता है। मैं जब बाबा के पास आई शुरू शुरू में,
इज रिवील्ड ऑटोमेटिकली व्हेन आई केम टू बाबा इन द स्टार्टिंग इन 1956,
तो मुझे जब मैं अंदर,
सो
बाबा की याद में बैठती,
व्हेन आई यूज्ड टू सिट इंट्रोवर्टेड इन बाबाज रिमेम्बरेंस, सो
देवी का स्वरूप,
आई यूज्ड टू सी माय गॉडेस फॉर्म, नॉट जस्ट माय सेल्फ,
चाहे ज्ञान सुनाने बैठते थे,
वेदर वी यूज्ड टू सिट टू गिव नॉलेज, सो मेनी used to have that divine vision, many of you, when you come, especially in 1950s or 60s, so in the audience, they see, we used to receive this comment from the audience that these are goddesses, along with the knowledge, the new world is getting created in our life, along with spirituality, there is
administration,
both of these things
शुरू से ही चलती आई,
फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगनिंग हैव बीन टुगेदर, आर दादी प्रकाश मिनी
एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव हेड,
वॉज कॉल्ड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव हेड।
तो किसी ने पूछा,
सो समबडी आस्क्ड,
अच्छा अगर दादी
दादी इज द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव हेड, देन हु इज द स्पिरिचुअल हेड।
दादी आ रही थी,
दादी वॉज कमिंग टू न्यूयॉर्क, so dadi, so when we used to introduce dadi ji, so we, they used to ask who administrative head, so at that time brother Ramesh from Bombay, so we said, ask brother Ramesh bhai, why do we call only administrative head, if we say spiritual and administrative head, then brother said we cannot say that because our spiritual head is one baba only, so we don't say spiritual head to anyone, we are only administrative head, because the giver of the knowledge, the one who gives divine vision, the one who gives blessing is one father. So the way it was a a family, then it became a little big organization. At that time in the whole world, I think the biggest family is of Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumaris. Even you all believe this, right? And if you see the organization, then the biggest organization is ours only of Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumaris. So the biggest family, the biggest organization, and then Baba says the biggest university also, Baba says it is the biggest world spiritual university. It is which university has such a huge hall? This hall is also small. Today this hall is fully filled. So this much facility we will all get. This the big university will get big facilities. So many of us are maintaining a stability in which we take care of our state of mind and our facilities. We work with a balance. Our state of mind has a connection to the facilities, and facilities has a connection to the state of mind. So if our state of mind, if there is love, there is seriousness, there is knowledge, the more we get into the state of mind and we try to achieve our complete form, we try to have the aim of being equal to the Father, then according to that we make our arrangements. Then Baba says, children, you are even above me. I come, I make you above me. Why do I do that? Because my worship is done in only one form, your worship is done in double form, in the form of Saligram and in the form of the deities as well. And you children are double crowned. You have double, you are double worship worthy, and you have double crown. One is the crown of the purity of holiness, and the other is of the highness, holy and high. In the confluence age, Baba give us both type of crown, in which there is purity, holiness, and the arrangement, the administration, whatever word we say, in that also there is highness. So in the golden age, which starts from the confluence age, there is purity, and along with that there is work, there is arrangement which is done. Through purity only, the purity in the thoughts, from the words, in the actions and behavior, in everything, the purity and cleanliness, there is purity, there is cleanliness, there is good wishes, and through that we make all the work done. So there are two crowns. Then third, after Satyug and after the golden age and the silver age, when the copper age starts, there is division. Division starts. There is one king and the other are the different founders of the religion, Baba sometimes says there are two souls. There are two souls in the as the founder of the religion. One is the main leader of the religion, and one. So we call it religio-political. Both is there. So we are truly religion political. Rajniti means values. Baba has made the system or whatever ways Baba has created. Those are on the basis of is on the basis of knowledge and meditation. There is no politics in the world which is on the basis of knowledge and on the basis of remembrance of God. Dadi used to say that our foundation is on the basis of truth, and those who keep attention to this, whether you are operating the center or you are in your household, that our all activity, our all administration is on the basis of love and truth and of purity. Baba says, tell the disciplines also, tell the system also, but with love, with a lot of love. 2-3 days back there was a meeting that if we see somebody's weakness, so we should give correction to that person or not? Should we teach that person or not? Should we teach that child this is right or this is wrong? We should do it definitely, but we should take care of the time, the words. By walking, if you will give teachings, there is a judge in the court who has to give the final judgment. He does not say any extra word.
He says,
the most, it is said in the world, the most somebody who speaks a lot are the lawyers, and the ones who say the least are the, and the one who listens the most are the judges. The judge sitting in the seat, he does not say one word extra. Whatever he says becomes the final judgment. So we also, with a lot of love, pull the intellect towards anything. We all are in knowledge from many years. We are not through knowledge, but through teachings. By knowledge, but there is teachings also of the parents. There is the teaching of the guru. This is a very uniqueness here, our mama. Baba used to say something, then we used to go to mama. Mama used to, with a lot of love, used to say and tell us about our specialities. You do so good. Then Mama used to say, if little bit, if you can put your attention toward this, then you will get very good marks ahead. So teachings have their own importance. So we all, had our immediate teacher as Didi Manmohini. She was very loveful, but she was very disciplined. her discipline, her administration. She used to pay attention to our each and every word, that these words are not words which are blessings. So then our dictionary became very small, because we cannot use these words, because these are not blessings. Then what should we say, we used to think. So today, while walking, we say anything, but our teachings were such that each word should be such that the other person should receive blessings. So those who want to become worthy worship, Baba says sometimes you become praiseworthy, because at this time those who are worthy of becoming worshipped, those who are deities, the soul and the body both are very pure, they are only worship worthy whose body and the soul is pure. These days any five element is getting worshipped, whether it is five elements, even the sun gets water, even the moon gets water, something, everything. But in reality, the soul is also pure and the body is also pure. Such pure souls are worshipped. So in the confluence age, every sense organs are karma yogi life. Our five element is this body first, and then there are other elements. Through other elements we receive this body. So the elements are impure at present, but through this impure elements that the body we have received, we have to become karma yogi, not just elevated karma, but the karma yogi, the actions performed in the remembrance of Baba. Then our sense organs become pure. The elements are purified by remembrance of Baba. When the body and the soul becomes pure, then your divine worship worthy form is made. The body becomes pure, the soul becomes pure, then you become double crowned. Sometimes we see everyone, I ask, we have this many centers, we have this many Gita Pathshala. Then the bigger thing these days is that you should have accounts also. The people from accounts come to us and then they say some sisters don't give. Then we follow discipline, then we are not able to function properly. So accuracy, so there should be accuracy. Our sister Manmohini used to say that every day in the night, whether it is a spiritual account, how much did we remember Baba, and in the whole day as well, the arrangement of the wealth also we have to take care. There should not be laziness in it. So the intention behind saying is that there is a lot of expansion of the facilities, but some says to me that there is a lot of work to do. Then we say, where are your companions? Get such cooperating souls that only I have to do should not be the aim. See Brahma Baba, in the starting of the yagya, what he did, he created a trust, and in that trust he created 8 sisters, and those 8 sisters became dadis, and they nurtured the whole yagya. So the facilities will increase, the arrangement will increase, but in that arrangement also, to have all arrangements done today, Sister Jayanti and many of our sisters got new responsibilities today. So we didn't deny it. We said we have made such arrangements in our countries in such a way that even if we are not present in the country for 6 months, all the work will be done automatically in our absence. So the intention of saying is that in the confluence age, when the new world is getting formed, then the arrangement is very important, but in that arrangement also, after me, who will get the throne after me? So those who do good arrangements, they have their own inheritance. Baba has his own inheritance. So in, I ask you all, in all your, in your centers, who is your replacement? You have to create your own hands. If you do it, the others also do it, but while doing all the arrangements, your inner state of mind should not be fluctuating. There are many, but you have to make it proper. What you have to do, you have to do, but there should not be any burden. There is a lot of work, you don't have to say this. Every Baba's child's face should always be happy, should keep smiling. There should not be tiredness in it. Some feel there was a lot of work today, but everyone is sitting very fresh here. So nobody is sleeping. Everyone is very fresh today. So to become worship worthy, then there is little qualifications which are needed, and that is that which the Brahma Baba, in the last minute also, he lived life like a Karam Yogi. Baba said in the end that today I have to do class a little early. Everyday class used to take place in 8:45 p.m. But Baba said today class will take place 1 hour before. Then the people of the Bhandara said, how will this happen, Baba? We are cooking over that time. No, there was no sevadhari in cooking. We were only family. We used to do it before. So today Baba said, Baba wants to meet children. Baba wants to meet children 1 hour before. So Baba Ramesh Bhai took some directions for the museum, and then Baba came to the class, and then Baba slowly went to his room. In those days, Dadi Prakash Mani used to stay in Mumbai, and she came to meet Baba for 2 days in January. And after 2 days, Dadi said, Baba, shall I go? Baba said, no, sit down, child. Then she asked, shall I go? Baba said, no. So for 1 month, Dadi stayed with Baba, and in the end time, Baba gave his hand to Dadi's hand. Baba gave the responsibility of the yagya to the Dadi, Dadi Prakashmani. We were very close to Dadi. Dadi said, I wake up at early morning, 3 a.m. and I say to Baba, Baba, me and you together, we will make the yagya move forward. So Dadi used to say, Baba, you and me, we will take the yagya further. So each and every one of you should wake up early morning, and we all should have this thing that Baba, I and you, we will together take the yagya forward. So our each sense organs we have to use in the service. So I ask everyone, did you did anything, or you only give direction to others? Everyone should do something at least.
So
from nature, doing by doing karam yoga, by remembering Baba continuously, your elements also get pure, and the more the element gets pure, you become worship worthy. You don't have to let the laziness come in front of you at all. A little weakness, that is of saying we will do it tomorrow.
Exhibition
we did. We think that we will keep the place next place. One person forgot to take out the goods from the truck. So the truck went along with the goods. So don't leave it on for tomorrow. Do it today itself. Withdraw from everything. Complete the things which are pending. There should be efficiency in your. You have to increase your capacity. We have to increase our capacity, whether it is the decision making power. We need very good discerning, decision making power. So we keep using the powers. We have to become complete in the powers. So worship worthy we don't become just by sitting. We have to be karam yogi. We have to continuously be in Baba's remembrance while doing actions. The soul and the body, the soul will also become complete with virtues, whether it is purity by following Baba. And the body also do karam yoga, do service, then the body, the elements also become pure, then we become worship worthy. Our Brahma Baba was an example. Till the end time also he was karam yogi. And our inheritance, what will be the arrangements, and how will the arrangements be? So these two crowns that you have, those are getting created, holiness also and highness also. Now you will see as many worship worthy deities are there. In them two things are common. One is Alankar and second is Astra Shastra. There is difference between the two. Brahma Baba saw the divine vision of Vishnu, and Mama, we say she is the embodiment of all the goddesses. She is Lakshmi, she is Durga, she is all the goddesses in one. In all the goddesses, there is Shankh, there is sword,
hai,
there is Astra Shastra also, and there is Alankar also. And then there is two crowns as well. So everyone needs to check in their ideal, is there Astra Shastra of the knowledge? If you remember, those who are old, the sword of the knowledge, the dramas, from the mouth that we say, the shank, the flower of purity, so Astra Shastra and Alankar. There is a lot of homework for you all. Take out the list, what all is in the deity's hand, goddess's hands. We have to check what all I already have and what all I need to inculcate in me. We need to check. This is a homework for you all. Is my Swadarshan Chakra working fine? Self discourse of the self realization okay? Is my words inspiring? Is my work like a lotus, detached and lovely? So each and everything we need to evaluate for ourselves. So worship worthy form,
that
the topic, old and worship worthy. Dadi Janki used to sit in the airport with us at times, and many children, little children with their parents used to come towards Dadi, and Dadi used to have toli in her hand. And Dadi used to say, if somebody should get Baba's Yagya sweet, so children used to see that Dadi is giving, distributing sweets, so children used to run towards Dadi. So Dadi used to say, I am the Purvaj soul, the elderly one, so everyone is attractive towards me. And then they are worship worthy also. So, those who are worship worthy, they receive praise here only. They receive respect here only. So, in essence, if we see our body and the soul both should be pure, our yoga and our actions, our remembrance and actions should be together. In the early days when we used to see Baba, we used to have the divine vision of Lord Shri Krishna, and Baba used to see, had a divine vision of Vishnu, the four arms and Alankar in the four hands. So in that, there was Swadarshan Chakra, which is the purity of the mind. Swadarshan Chakra, there should not be any evil thing by using the discourse of self-realization, everything negative and waste get destroyed. We don't have to see anyone's weaknesses or qualities. We don't have to get influenced and entangled in it. We don't have to be influenced by anyone. Dadi Janki used to say, if you became influenced, then your own intellect will stop taking decisions. So our intellect should not wander anywhere. This is Dadi's direction. We should be detached. In the closeness, there is a lot of happiness. So there is a lot of love. So Dadi Janki used to say, like there is a garland, the beads in it, they're very close to each other. They're very close. So in our relation also there should be closeness, but there should be detached. The bead should not be attached to any other bead. So in our relations there should be a lot of love, there should be lot of love, but there should be detachment also. We should always keep churning and using the discus of the self. Shank, dhvani, the sound of the shank is very melodious. We should be like a lotus flower detached, and the power and the victory, mace, gadha. So Brahma Baba said, had the divine vision, and he heard that you can become this. Then Baba said, why should I do my business? So he wind up his business. He didn't stop it. He took his portion and he did the work of the yagya. Baba's renunciation was to utilize everything he had for the yagya, to make your path very easy. Follow Father.
Baba did
in such a circumstances? We have seen from our eyes, big circumstances came. Baba used to go in deep silence. We used to do work. We used to discuss. But Baba used to go deep in silence. Our dadis also used the power of silence, of purity. These powers dadis used, and no new karmic account is created. Sometimes while settling the karmic account, new karmic account also gets created. Let's not create new karmic account with anyone. So this is said that karmatit jeet maya jeet vikarmajit, like victorious, we all have to become victorious. Karmatit means the ones whose karmic account is getting settled. Vikarmajit means through the power of the remembrance, finish the vices done in the past. Mayajit means, jeet means to be victorious. So to become upset in little things, to go into vice. So these are the form of Maya. So you have to become Mayajit. And in every way you have to become winners. You have to be victorious. You have to be Prakriti Jeet, the conqueror of the nature. So at times circumstances come in the way of the nature, in the form of the nature as well, paper, whether it is the bodily paper or whether it is the paper of the climate. So you have to think so elevated. There is nice cool breeze. That the breeze, the nature also comes and serves you every moment. Become, it is very important to become Prakriti Jeet, the conquerors of the nature. So while become pure by following Baba, we are already Purvaj souls, and we will automatically become worship worthy as well. So create your ideal while sitting in the meditation in remembrance, your worship worthy form.
Because,
but first you have to see yourself in that form first. Always stable and with divinity and with the vision of being soul conscious, and you will become worship worthy. So there are a lot of things, but by seeing the time, now we will all, you are sitting very nicely, but then also with a lot of attention, now we will sit and let us get introverted and make a picture of yourself, and that picture is your worship worthy form. Om Shanti.
जिन्होंने सौगात नहीं ली है वो उठकर जाएंगे अभी और सौगात लेंगे. साथ ही जो आप अभी थोड़ी देर पहले अनाउंसमेंट हुई थी, रात्रि 8:30 बजे राजस्थान जोन व मधुबन कनेक्शन की सभी टीचर्स बहनों की मीटिंग ट्रेनिंग सेंटर हॉल नंबर 1 में है, जरूर पहुंचे. और रिन्यूअल की टेक्निकल ट्रेनिंग 7:30 बजे से ट्रेनिंग सेंटर हॉल नंबर 1 में.